Good Sunday to you, everyone. Today is Sunday, February 25, 2018, and this is the Walking Leader 365. All week we've been talking about rule number three of the Walking Leader, from my book, The Walking Leader. Rule number three is go by yourself. Go by yourself. And it's important to be out there by yourself because, again, the people that put you there, the people that made you the leader, that recognize you as their leader, the people that look to you in times of trouble, in times of crisis, and in the good times too, not just the bad, they expect to see you out there and they expect to see you, the leader that they put up there. Not your cronies, not your assistants, not your yes people, just you. They expect to see you. Now, I'm not saying that every leader has that, but you understand what I'm getting at is that they put you up there. They expect to see more of you. If they voted for you, they expect to see more of you. If they are looking forward to interacting with you, they expect to see you out there more and more. So be the team of one. Don't bring a team. Your team consists of just you, yourself. That's it. You, yourself, that's it. No more. Just you. That's your team. So you are a team of one. And when you're out there by yourself, you start realizing you're in the moment. You start believing that, hey, this is it. Whatever comes next, I'm ready to handle it. You don't know what it is, but you're prepared to handle it because you're present in the moment. You're open to any situation, any concern, any issue that arises or that someone brings to you. So be aware of that. And when they do that, encourage that one-on-one time with the staff. Work with them. They'll see you. The more and more you're out there, they're going to see that you're open to one-on-one time, one-on-one interactions. And that, my friends, is a very good thing. Now, before you also go out there, remember, you've got to schedule your time. Put it on your digital calendar, your electronic calendar, your company bulletin board, whatever. You're going to be on site. You're going to be on the grounds. You're going to be on the facility, but you're just not going to be at your desk. And remember, when you're out there, don't disturb people. Just walk through. If they're all busy, heads down, working, just walk through. Just walk through. If you make eye contact, smile, nod your head, but let them get back to work. Let them approach you. If they know that they can take the time to talk to you, but don't go up to them and just start interrupting things. That's not what it's about. That's a quick way to lose it. Because no one wants a leader that's interrupting their workflow. So remember that. Schedule your time off, your solitude, schedule your time that you're going to be away from your desk, but don't interrupt people. And speaking of don'ts, do not give in to temptation. It will be difficult. It will be hard. You're going to want to travel with other people. You're going to want to pick up stragglers along the way. You're going to not want to finish what you started. Don't let that get to you. You're better than that. You are the leader, and they recognize that. But you're also a human being, and I understand it's going to happen. They have to understand it's going to happen. But if you're doing this, you're doing this for a reason. So don't give in to any temptations. Stay focused. Stay on task, stay on target, and continue going out there by yourself. Make this part of your everyday routine. Folks, my name is David Guerra. Today is Sunday, February 25, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365.